This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about. Welcome to the show. We love our exceptional Americans. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. Really do appreciate the emails out there. Okay, a full slate ahead today. A lot of breaking news, in various places. And I'm really, really happy to bring it to you. First of all, we're going to go to Northern California. Well, not first of all, but in the second hour, we're going to go to Northern California and the Klamath River Basin. Corruption, corruption, corruption from the Obama administration in McClatchy today. From Washington, D.C., they're reporting about California's corrupt water banking system. In Siskiyou County, home of the Jefferson movement. I find it interesting, don't you? Anyway, the other stories that we're covering is why in the world, and are they holding congressional redistricting hearings in Mexico? Why is that happening? Why is that happening? I have no idea why that's happening, but it is happening nonetheless. Your congressman, your state representative of your house or your state leadership group. I mean, if you're in Iowa, hey, why not have a hearing in Mexico, right? To get to your constituents. But that's what they're doing in California. I wonder why that's going on. And, of course, when we start digging into it, which we did, you're going to find it's it's very troublesome why a state like California would be holding redistricting hearings in Mexico. Could it be that maybe Mexicans are trying to influence our districting of our congressional and assembly and state senate groups as individuals? What do you think? Well, we're going to be looking into that. First of all, though, let's talk about what's going on with Harvey, Hurricane Harvey. It seems like this is just the thing that is absolutely dominating the news right now, as it should, because in the parallels, of course, that we have been drawing here on Agenda 21 Radio to the inundation zone, the IZ, as we call it here, to Oroville Dam is absolutely, well, it's very compelling. You just cannot avoid these things. Anyway, so Donald Trump, President of the United States, and his beautiful wife, the First Lady, Melania, traveled yesterday to Texas. We were somewhat covering it. It was happening during our show, and we're kind of touching upon it with such people as Scott Cahill, who we were having a lot of trouble chiming in with, of course, because he's suffering through a storm there in Virginia. Actually, he was battening down the hatches on his boat in the Chesapeake as we were trying to speak to him. So it's kind of a little difficult connection there. We're going to be catching up to Scott Cahill, though, for a full interview here in the next week or so. We're going to try and bank out maybe 2 hours of Scott Cahill so we can get the real facts and straighten everything out about what's going on there in Oroville. Although it was very revealing yesterday, and you can listen to that on our podcast. Also, Chris Street joined us yesterday to talk a little bit about North Korea. North Korea. So anyway, Donald Trump and Melania, the First Lady, take Texas by storm. And, you got to remember something. I want to put this out there right now. Remember last year there was another hurricane flooding situation, or tornado, I think it was, that happened in one of the southern states, Alabama maybe. And all of a sudden, Donald Trump shows up with his airplane as a candidate and gives relief. He's got donations. He's got all kinds of packages for people. That's what this president is all about. So it's really difficult for the left to take it to this guy because he's on the ground already. The storm is still going on, and he's on the ground. Now, a lot of people the first thing you started hearing already. I believed it. It's not like I couldn't believe it, but I did believe it. Here you have the president of the United States visiting and doing exactly what he should be doing. And what are they saying on the globalist side of things? They're saying, oh, he shouldn't be there because it's taking too many resources away. Well, sometimes you have to show leadership. Now, I'm going to do this juxtaposition thing here with Oroville. Because, Houston is in the inundation zone. Let's face it. They've never had such massive amounts of rainfall. Now, of course, the rainfall totals that we're going to be covering here in a second will just stun you. The last time I checked, before I went to bed last night, it was 51 inches. That is amazing. 51 inches over a 4-day period. Unbelievable. But let's talk about leadership for a second, because I think it's really relevant at this point in time. Here you have Donald J. Trump within days of a crisis of unprecedented magnitude, affecting millions of people. And he's out there. He lands his plane on an airstrip that really wasn't cleaned properly. They're going to talk about that in the aircraft world for a while. He lands the 747 Air Force One on an airstrip that really wasn't properly cleaned, but he did it anyway. He goes and he makes his visits. And no one's being distracted. Everybody is being inspired. That's what leadership does. Now, the question is, where was Jerry Brown at the Oroville Dam disaster? Where was Jerry Brown? Jerry Brown, to this date, has never officially visited Oroville. He's never officially visited it. He made a secret meeting on February 22nd that we covered from wall to wall. He wasn't supposed to be there. Well, he, as a reporter walked up on him, she was challenged at the time on February 22nd. Oh, there's no Jerry Brown here. You don't see it. Get out. And she was ushered out of the building and thrown off the property. That's how secret it was. But Jerry Brown was there. He made a secret visit. Not a public visit, but a secret. Never made a public visit yet to one of the nation's biggest disasters in our history. He doesn't make a visit to Jerry Brown. A coward at best? At least. This coward, Jerry Brown, does not want to inspire anybody or show any kind of positive leadership. Why? Because Jerry Brown believes in tearing down dams. That's his belief system. You don't need no stinking Oroville. It should have gone. That's the way Jerry Brown views it. But Donald J. Trump, no, he steps up. And the left, well, they're not liking it. Because the president of the United States stepped up, stood up, and gave inspiration to the people who needed it at the time that they needed it. That's Donald J. Trump, president of the United States, globalist. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. Any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, what is really, truly going on is the big question. That's the big question. Well, you know, what is really, truly going on is Donald Trump impressing everybody. And, of course, this is the kind of thing where you have a huge disaster. And we're going to come through with some of these numbers. But I want to talk about the president here for a second. All of a sudden, a lot of the things, where's Russia, Russia, Russia? Where is Mueller? By the way, Mueller. Robert Mueller, the investigation into Russia, Russia, Russia. It's going nowhere. And, you know, the thing is that there's no reason for a waste of time we are having right now with this whole investigation and all these highly paid attorneys and all that good stuff. It just really, really, really stinks, of course. But there's no there there. And they're trying to create theirs there is what they're trying to do. That's what happened. They have to justify themselves. So they're going to find that there's going to be, you know, like Paul Manafort, he's being investigated like you cannot believe. Of course he is. They haven't found anything. You know, that's the thing. Now, Michael Cohen. Now, he is Donald Trump's personal attorney. Now, I got to tell you, I've had several conversations with Mr. Cohen, and I find him somewhat unusual. Brilliant man, actually. But unusual. Now, you know, I got to tell you, that with all due respect, some of the conversations while he's on his cell phone in his car driving around, New York, Manhattan, that sort of thing. But, however, incredibly efficient, very honorable man. And he was being fingered as being in Russia and doing some sort of business with this dossier that they had. Remember? The dossier from nowhere, the dossier that was done by MI5 and found out that it was paid for by the Clinton campaign. Oh, well, you know, Russia, Russia, Russia. What can I say? And Michael Cohen was just absolutely all over Russia, according to this dossier. Guess what? He's never been to Russia. And that was determined a long time ago. I don't even think Trump was president at the time when this dossier came out. And it was distributed, the dossier. This is, remember back in, it was distributed by the Obamaites. Now, big rumor going on, that some people feel that the FBI is still being controlled by Obama. Now, I would tend to agree with that. Absolutely. This is the way it works in bureaucracies, and people don't understand that. Now, the stories have been going around about this for quite a while. That's why Obama, you know, he's spending 2 years in Washington. Oh, the kids have to graduate from Sidwell. Friends, it's a Quaker school. They have to graduate. So therefore, you know, we can hang around for 2 more years and just kind of plan the coup d'etat like they want. Now, here's the deal. The deal is that the FBI is still, I believe, strongly influenced by Obama. And because you've got all these different FBI agents running around that were hired by Obama, 8 years worth of hiring FBI agents that are beholden to the master. The master. So that's really what's kind of going on. So that's why you have Mueller there. Get it? Okay, so this is why it's so important that Trump get these appointees that are supposed to be in place, get his own administration up and running now. That's what we've been saying. So anyway, that whole thing is, so my point is, where is the Russia, Russia, Russia? I think now that we've got this disaster, which, by the way, is a real disaster, I'm not saying we should take advantage of it. What the bottom line is, Trump is being a leader and they hate it. A good leader. A solid leader. So yesterday he sets up and he visits Texas. Headlines in the Daily Mail. This is historic. It's epic. But I tell you, Texas can handle anything. Trump and Melania lift spirits with visit to Corpus Christi as worst rainfall in American history brings Lone Star State to its knees. That's the headlines. The President and First Lady were in Corpus Christi, Texas, and then headed to Austin before a return to D.C. Trump told a crowd of Texans who lined up outside the Corpus Christi firehouse he was visiting before he left that the recovery efforts are going well and his administration is here to take care of you. The president lauded state and federal officials for the response. By the way, it's working swimmingly. This is the way these things in emergency situations should be working. Partnerships develop. That's the way it should be. Now listen, I'm not a big brother, big government guy, but listen, when big brother and big government can speak and help, yes, this is what it's for. And this is the way government should be operating. Hello? Not turning your back on the people as you'd had over the last 8 years. But people just don't get it. I mean, after 8 years of not having this kind of cooperation, all of a sudden, shazam, here it is again. It's real cooperation. Real people working together for the benefit of the people. What a concept. So in other words, they're being like public servants. Whoa. Hello. Paul, you're gone out on the deep end now that Donald Trump is acting like a public servant. Well, he is my public servant. He should be yours. Absolutely. That's the way he views himself. I mean, come on. Are you kidding? The guy's a self-made billionaire. He's got other things he could be doing. As opposed to being served by the people, right? He is serving the people. That is a different concept than what we had with Obama now, isn't it? Or any of his shills. And certainly a different concept than what Hillary Rodham Clinton may have observed, right? Give me a break. She wanted me to be her servant. Go figure, right? And Obama, I was his servant. Not in a heartbeat would that ever happen. But with Donald Trump, he is our servant, and look what he's doing. He is serving us. He is serving Texans. He is serving America. That is a complete mind shift. That's what the Constitution says should be happening, guys. So constitutionalism, I hate it when this happens. I'm going to say it again. The Constitution is starting to take effect back in California, back in all 49 other states. It's here. It's now. The United States is now a constitutional republic again. I hate when this happens. And, you know, there's a lot of other people who hate it too, especially the globalists. Boy, they don't like the Constitution for this very reason. They don't view themselves as, are you kidding me? The people's servants? Are you kidding? Those peons, those peasants, they serve us. Fundamental difference, guys. The article goes on and says the president mused during a briefing of the Texas Department of Public Safety that the floodwaters in southern Texas, which has seen record-level rainfall, might never recede. Wow. Nobody's ever seen this much water. The wind was pretty horrific in particular, but the water has never been seen like this to this extent, and it's maybe someday going to disappear. Maybe someday, it says. We keep waiting, Trump said after his afternoon visit in Austin. His wife soon followed with an official statement of her own. The effects of Hurricane Harvey will be felt in Texas, Louisiana, and other parts of the country for many months and years to come, she said. Areas of East Houston, Texas, have been drenched with more than 50 inches of rain, and it's still coming. Earlier, Trump told the crowd of Texans who lined up outside the Corpus Christi firehouse he was visiting that the recovery efforts were going very, very well, and he was here to take care of it. We love you. You are special, the president said to cheers from onlookers. This is historic. It's epic. What happened? But you know what? It happened in Texas, and Texas can handle anything. Gee, where was Jerry Brown when all of us were trapped in our homes and almost died? Come on, let's answer that question. Come on, you Californians, answer that question. Where was that coward Jerry Brown? Where was he? He was hiding under his desk, deep in the bowels of the Capitol in Sacramento. That's where he was. That's a fact, Jack. I'm sure he was. He just didn't want to come out. Too much sunlight out there. That sunlight causes him to squint now, you know? The light makes it antiseptic, and he doesn't want that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
keys on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Immediately. Thank you, everybody. What a crowd. What a turnout. I want to thank our governor. Your governor has done a fantastic job. Governor Abbott, thank you very much. So we just want to thank your governor, Senator Cruz, Senator Cornyn, everybody, Dan. We want to thank the whole group. This has been a total cooperative effort. Again, we will see you soon. I will tell you, this is historic. It's epic what happened, but you know what? It happened in Texas, and Texas can handle anything. Thank you all, folks. Thank you. Thank you.
The crowd is screaming because he's holding up a Texas flag. Wow. You know, a little bit of inspiration goes a long ways to, you know, for leadership, Jerry Brown. What have you been doing lately, Jerry? Bringing in your communist comrades, Jerry, to California? Well, it could be. You know, I mean, you got this redistricting committee hearing in Mexico. I mean, I don't know why you'd do that, Jerry Brown. But, maybe California should be Mexico, right? It's all about that. That's we're going to be covering that in the second hour. Sorry. We're going to hold off in the first hour for that one. But in the second hour, we're going to talk about why a California congressional redistricting hearing would be held in Mexico. Inquiring minds want to know, why would they do that? I mean, because, you redistrict every once in a while so that you can, and of course in California, everything is so gerrymandered, you cannot believe it. I mean, it's all Democrats. We have a monoparty. That's why it's a communist state, communist California. That's what we have now, and Jerry Brown has ushered it in. I mean, we've been played so badly in California, and it's just a national disgrace. It really, truly is. And that's why there's a new California state movement that is actually going to form a new state. But, that's going to be a whole nother ball game, sort of in response to tearing down communist California. Okay, anyway, but this whole thing, I got to tell you, with Donald Trump and getting out in front of all this stuff, I think it's just been fantastic. I think what he has done as president here on this trip is just banged it out of the park, much to the chagrin, of course, to those that really just don't like the notion that Donald Trump is doing a good job. I hate it when this happens. I absolutely hate it when this happens. But that's just sort of the way that it is. Okay, so what do we have here on Breitbart? Now, I'm switching gears here a little bit because they talk about the flood and everything. Texas police find child clinging to drowned mother's body. Some more updates that they've got going on here. 5 days of Harvey, Houston sees glimmer of hope, says flood control official. Now, this is this morning, so this is like fresh stuff. Bob Price, Breitbart, Texas. Houston area shelters filled to capacity as hundreds of thousands of people flee catastrophic floodwaters and the ongoing tragedy of now tropical storm Harvey. Floods that have claimed the lives of up to 15 people continue, and concerns shift from flooded roadways to overflowing rivers, creeks, and bayous. Now, this is what we were talking about yesterday with Scott Cahill, is the concern of the pressure that's being put on levees and dams in the area in particular. Scott Cahill, one of the world's most renowned experts in dam safety, who says I'm always right. it's really kind of a compliment. Scott Cahill says, I'm always right. You're always right, Paul. What's up with that? Anyway, I said, it's just sort of the way that it is. Says Fox, this is last night. This is late last night. Fox 26, Houston reports that 18 people have lost their lives in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Most of the deaths have come from drowning after people drove vehicles into flooded roadways. They have this statement, and it would have been an interesting statement had the Orville Dam collapsed on February 12th, and we had a similar type of disaster here in this area. But the statement goes, don't drown, turn around when you see flooded roads. So it's kind of interesting. People were fleeing on the 12th, and had the dam gone down, there wouldn't have been any way to turn around because everybody was jammed up on the roads, trapped. They couldn't move. Traffic jams. And they couldn't turn around. The water just would have inundated them because absolutely they were in the IZ, the inundation zone. I don't know why I'd bring such things up. Do you? I love some of the Twitter or tweets that are out there. It says, this is from Cloyd, C-L-O-Y-D, Rivers, Cloyd Rivers. Screw politics, Americans help Americans, is his tweet. And, of course, this is the Bayou Navy or something like that. Is that what they're called? Bayou Navy. I've heard about that. Anyway, Bayou Navy? Cajun Navy, that's what it is. Cajun Navy, Raging Cajun. No, that's the Democrat guy. But the Cajun Navy, how do you like that, who came from Louisiana, New Orleans area, to help out everybody. Now, from what I understand, this Harvey thing is still going on. Update, 9:24 p.m., Donald Trump's pledge to return to Texas to follow up on recovery efforts in the wake of Category 4 Hurricane Harvey. We are definitely going back to Texas on Saturday and possibly Louisiana on Saturday as well, depending upon the weather conditions there. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told reporters after a meeting between President Trump, his cabinet members, emergency management officials, and their Texas counterparts. We'll go back into a different part of the state to have a chance to see some of the areas we were not able to do today. And the president's team expressed concern that they do not get in the way of ongoing rescue and recovery operations. Again, everybody does that, you know. At 9 o'clock last night, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner ordered a midnight to 5 a.m. curfew rescue. Where do you go? Where do you go when you're inundated? That's really a big question. In modifying the curfew to start at midnight. Okay, these are, and again, this is good stuff to learn. I mean, we talk about this all the time in the emergency planning business, so to speak. And I was deeply involved with emergency planning for 26 years, so I kind of get all this stuff. And when these things are ongoing, learn. Anybody can learn from all this stuff. And the information I'm trying to give you is kind of geared towards safety in particular. And those of you that are in the prepper thing, again, this is all part of the same. If you have not stocked up on prepper food materials, you need to do that. And the people right now, this is 5 days in, guys. 5 days in, 6 days, starting 6 days today. You have to be prepared. I mean, now the problem is, to some of these people, of course, they're in the low-lying zones. And what's happened in the low-lying zones is you have what? You have flooding going on. That is a problem. We get that. We get the flooding issue. It is going on. It's happening. And now, if you're flooded out, you're flooded out. But make contingency plans even so. And no matter where you are and what you're involved in, you should always have a contingency plan knowing some of these things. If you're in a flood zone, what are you going to do if there's a flood? Well, okay, what do you do? You've got to have some backups and some plans. And you've got to have water. You got to have supplies. Those are the things that you got to have. Update 8:20, photo shows white caps on Interstate 10 of Houston where the San Joaquin River has completely covered the highway. Yeah, there it is. That's an amazing picture, by the way. Ken Webster Jr. Put this one up. White caps. It's like a stormy sea out there. Wow. Unbelievable. So this is what you're dealing with. This is the kind of stuff that you're dealing with. Anyway, we'll be back.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. So what in the world? Life sentence for looters. Pentagon preps 30,000 National Guard troops. Unbelievable. Okay, so this Houston under curfew, rain threat over. Wow. This is amazing stuff. So this is from Drudge right now. Trump tours Texas devastation. Divided USA embraces floods as chance to pull together. We'll come back to that. Incredible gospel performances lift spirits in shelter. Hell, shelter floods. What's that one? Hell. Hell freezes over. No. Port Arthur tweets plea for
always
boats.
Always operate degenerate.
Excuse me. For boats as Harvey floods evacuees and shelters. This is a problem. When the shelters start getting flooded, you're in trouble. And that has been a problem, as I was hearing about last night. Checking all the stories. When the, it says, pictures posted on social media shows floodwaters surrounding sleeping evacuees. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're sleeping above the water. The tweet is from Juan Rodriguez. People in Port Arthur are resting in their shelter beds at the Bob Bauer Civic Center. Unbelievable. Yep. Evacuees are reported, this is from his tweet, going to be evacuated to the Carl Parker Center about 5 miles south, but that hasn't happened yet. For now, reports they've fled to the bleachers in the Civic Center. Unreal. I mean, these pictures are absolutely unbelievable. Imagine a gymnasium full of chairs. You know how they have like performances in gymnasiums with high schools and things? Imagine that with water at least a foot deep. Just on the, you know, on in those wooden floors, by the way. Very resilient, but probably all have to come up if they have wooden floors. I used to be a facilities guy for school, so I get the whole wooden floor thing when it floods or when catastrophes happen. Unbelievable. Now, there's some amazing pictures of some homes that have been spared because they've built up, which is kind of interesting. They have built up, it looks like levees around the homes. So they're being spared, so to speak. This is, you know, this is a disaster that has no comparison, I think, in American history. But I say there's a lot to be learned here. That's what we're trying to do. Pentagon preps 30,000 National Guard, life sentence for looters. This is something that's really, okay, Second Amendment, folks, yes. Hello. This is why we have a Second Amendment. In moments like this, people need to have their guns. That's why ammunition and weapons are very important at this point in time, because there are evildoers out there that will steal and want to kill you. That is a fact. Everybody says, well, they're Americans and they're in trouble. Well, sure. So they want to kill you for your food. Get it? That is what happens in these circumstances. The evil ones show up. Not that we love, you know, every vast majority of Americans are great law-abiding citizens, and they want to be. But there are those evil doers. I wonder where they've been coming from over the last 8 years, trying to change the complete demographics of the United States. It says Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo said he is not going to tolerate criminals taking advantage of people in the community during such a devastating time. The city of Houston has announced a curfew from 12 to 5. Okay. He said officers arrested 14 alleged looters since Sunday. Those arrested will face stiffer punishment under a Texas law providing heftier penalties during a crisis, prosecutor said. The people displaced or harmed in this storm are not going to be easy prey, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg said. Burglarizing a home would normally bring a penalty of 2 to 20 years in prison, but now 5 years to life. Yeesh. Don't be a looter in Texas. Don't mess with Texas. This is the state of Texas. We are a welcoming city, but we are not going to tolerate people victimizing others, Acevedo said. Well said, Acevedo. I like you. He said he will push for the fullest prosecution possible for any crimes committed during such a sensitive time. Acevedo said his officers arrested a crew of people with guns robbing members of our community Monday night. They found them after a pursuit and took them into custody. He said officers also caught 3 looters at a GameStop Monday night. ABC News anchor Tom Lamas shared a photo on Twitter just after 11:30 a.m. of a looting situation happening in Houston area where the Coast Guard is flying overhead. We informed the police of the looting, and the Coast Guard is flying overhead. Multiple officers now on the scene. Okay. That is going on. It says, looters shot at a flooded Apple store in Houston. Shows the broken glass and stuff. Nice, nice, nice. The owner of the Bronze Bar in Houston also shared a photo of her business with smashed windows, writing, "My business that I've worked hard for was looted last night. I can't believe people are capable of this." And again, there's been a number of stories that we're starting to catch up on. We're going to try and get those to you, of citizens with guns being confronted, but they've got the guns and the looters don't. A different situation altogether when you have the gun and you can protect yourself. By way, brought to you by, yes, drum roll, please, the Second Amendment. See, this Constitution. Listen, for all of you globalists out there, I'm going to say this one more time. I'm going to say it several times. Constitution, U.S. Constitution, U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights. Unalienable rights and Declaration of Independence. How's that? Boy, that's just verbiage you just can't stand now, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful to see our Constitution at work right now? I mean, really, it's here for you because it's a God-given right. God has given you that right. And globalists, well, you know, I don't know about God and you. That's kind of a question mark, isn't it? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. A21R.com will also get you there. Now, my email address is paul@A21R.com. Please feel free to email me. So in the next hour, we're going to be talking about Guanajuato, Mexico. Guanajuato. Guanajuato, I think it is. Guanajuato? Guanajuato? Mexico. And Jeannie Rea. Jeannie Rea, who's vacationing. Listen, she has vacation plans down there in Guanajuato, Mexico. Just to let you know, just to throw that out there. Guanajuato, Mexico. Vacation plans. It's wonderful down there. I guess it's very colorful. It's in the middle of Mexico. And boy, is she having a good time down there, and we're going to barge in on her. Now, listen, if you want to go and figure out what's going on with redistricting in California, so, you know, in California, a sovereign state, supposedly, within a sovereign country called the United States of America, but you really want to know what's going on in your community, like if you're in downtown Compton and you want to know who the next congressman is for you, But by all means, go to the next meeting of the Citizens Commission on redistricting for California. Oh, by the way, how about you go to Guanajuato, Mexico for that meeting? Because, you know, that's where Jeannie Rea is. So you should be there, too, because that's where they're having their meeting. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.